Every year, as we enjoy turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie, we have a sense that we are continuing a tradition established by the Pilgrims and Indians. But are these really the foods that the English colonists and the native Indians ate together in 1621 during the first Thanksgiving? Unfortunately, the meal and activities during the first meal were not thoroughly documented. The only written record of the meal mentions just two items, deer and wildfowl. We look to other documentations, oral histories from both the Pilgrims and Native Americans, paintings, drawings, cookbooks, and journals of the colonists to get an idea of what might have been served that day. Turkey probably was the wildfowl mentioned. Wild turkey was plentiful in New England and was consumed. The turkey may have been stuffed with herbs, onions, and chestnuts, all available and commonly used. Cranberries may have also been used, but they would have been sauce-like or sweetened. They were not a common component of the Pilgrims' meals. Sweet potatoes were eaten by the English while they were still in England, but neither they nor white potatoes were grown in the Pilgrim gardens or familiar to the Native Americans. And what about pumpkin pie? Not likely consumed on this day. Pumpkins and squash were available, but recipes for pumpkin pie do not appear until much later in the century.